And I haven't found really any constituents that come and said, boy, the one thing that we really need is more lawyers.
That's right, my friends. Now we're going to subsidize lawyers. Clearly, that's exactly what all of us need more of. 24 LSO 61. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. I guess you hadn't heard that the one thing you're missing more of in your life is lawyers. Must be true, or the legislature wouldn't be trying to pass a bill that pays lawyers more money to practice a profession that is in so high demand that we don't have enough people to fill it. If you ask me, that sounds like a perfect reason to go into that profession. Supply and demand and free market capitalism and all of that. But if you listen to the folks on that committee, they'll tell you that the free market has failed lawyers. How preposterous is that? We've created a system where just about everyone at one point in their life or another one is going to require the services of a lawyer. And not to mention, out of every profession, every single person that has a job, lawyers are the least of which that require a government subsidy. Last I heard, and admittedly it's been a long time since I've inquired as to the going rate of a lawyer, but last I heard, it was about $500 an hour or more. Our government has decided that government subsidies are required when whatever it is that we're trying to incentivize people to do doesn't pay them enough, and so the government needs to pick up the rest of the tab, or so we are told. The truth of the matter, though, my friends, is that government subsidies are a ridiculous idea from the very beginning. If you're not making enough money for whatever it is that you're doing, that means that there's not a high enough demand for it. And perhaps, just perhaps, you should consider another occupation. Allow me to illustrate. If your profession is rat eradication and removal, then you might find more work than you could possibly ever handle in New York City. If, however, you move your rat eradication and removal business to, say, Buffalo, Wyoming, you may find that your new and formerly prosperous occupation is not in as high of demand as it was on the East Coast. There aren't a lot of rats running around Buffalo, Wyoming. Ones with tails, anyway. Supply and demand, my friends. Now, let us suppose that the venerable Wyoming State Legislature decided that we didn't have enough rat eradication and removal experts in rural Wyoming communities, so they decided that they should subsidize them in order to get more of these experts into small Wyoming towns. All of us would look at that and say, that's absolutely the most ridiculous thing that we've ever heard of. But there again, our legislature does a whole bunch of stupid stuff. On face, the subsidizing of lawyers is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard of. But I can probably give you one more. About that rat eradication business we were talking about. Let's say you started this business in a different place. If you relied upon this business where you used to live in New York City, you would find that your standard of living was probably pretty high. Rats running around in packs and all of that. But when you moved it to Wyoming, you found that your rat eradication and removal business was not in that high of demand. And so, you have a couple of options. One would be go get another job. The other would be quit your business entirely and focus on another occupation that you could actually make a living at. but you wouldn't consider applying to the government for a subsidy for a business that was not in any demand whatsoever and was never going to make a living. Unless, of course, you went before the Joint Judiciary Committee, in which case they'd create a subsidy for you. While we don't have a lot of rats in Wyoming, we do have plenty of lawyers. And while the two may bear some resemblance to each other, only one of the two is plentiful in the cowboy state. Though I might argue that if there was a way that you could do this, you could make a heck of a lot of money getting rid of the lawyers for people. There again, the way our system is set up, you'd probably need more lawyers to do that too. Like I said, supply and demand. So anyway, 24 LSO 61, the subsidy for lawyers. Evidently, there's a shortage of lawyers in rural Wyoming towns. This bill would create a $16,000 a year subsidy for any lawyer that wanted to move to a rural Wyoming town like, say, Ten Sleep, and hang a shingle advertising their services on the front of their house. It's completely preposterous on its face. Now, I don't know how many lawyers are in Buffalo, Wyoming, but there's a lot of them, and none of them are cheap. Well, at least it's not cheap to employ their services, anyhow. The biggest objection that I have to this whole thing is the government shouldn't be meddling within the free market. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever to create a subsidy for lawyers. We already create enough work for lawyers through the government that you might as well consider that their subsidy and leave it alone. Not to mention, Article 3, Section 27 of the Wyoming Constitution, which prevents creating special laws for special groups. Now, Section 27 does list a whole bunch of different exceptions to that, but lawyers are not among them. After the break, we'll get to the chief argument of 24 LSO 61, lawyer subsidies. But first, an absolutely outrageous profit timeout. Weekend Update is brought to you by Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. If you're in the market to buy a home or maybe you're thinking of selling one, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. She sold $25 million worth of property last year, and she's got her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market. If you need a real estate agent, call Rebecca Bextel. Again, her phone number is 307-699-3519. It's Saturday, my friends, and you know what that means, don't you? Hot wings from the Wing It Food Truck. They make the most incredible wings in the state of Wyoming. And it's not just hot wings. They have several other different flavors. I personally recommend the garlic parmesan wings. They're incredible. Now, the way that you can figure out where this truck is going to be is go to their Facebook page, the Wing It Food Truck, and you'll find their weekly schedule there. That way, you can plan your entire week around where that truck is going to be. That's the Wing It Food Truck. And now, back to more ridiculous reasons why maybe we should subsidize lawyers. Objection to this whole thing, aside from giving our money to lawyers who don't need it, came from Representative Mark Jennings.
I feel compelled to respond for some reason. Ms. Jacobson, not to be completely misunderstood here, I'm not saying that there's not a problem here, although sometimes I wonder, you know, because there's at 2 o'clock in the morning, it might be a plumber that I really need, you know. But that having been said, what I hear out of that is that government lawyers are in direct competition with the private sector. And I mean, when you're describing what's happening in Douglas, that's one of the major concerns that I hear is that there's nobody in private practice. And I'm not saying that I don't understand that there's a problem, but it's across many sectors. Would you agree that employment is a problem in plumbing, carpenters, you can't get enough of anybody. And well, there might be something that I've missed. But the question becomes, do you want government subsidies? Do you want government entanglement to solve a problem where the free market is really the best answer? And do you feel like that your fellow citizens should have to be subsidizing your particular occupation? I'm not at all arguing that there's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Baby boomers are going to retire and we're going to have a problem. We're already having a problem. Just go eat lunch. You'll find lobbies closed in your fair town that they can't find workers. And so I guess my question to you is do you feel like that government getting involved even further here is an answer? And instead of free markets and entrepreneurship, there's other ways of addressing this than just the government throwing subsidies or money into it.
Where does it end indeed? I think the person that has a water leak at 2 a.m. and their basement is filling up with water might consider that a life-altering problem, and it might be one that we have to take care of. But it is not the government's job to step in and provide a plumber to fix your 2 a.m. water leak, nor is it the government's job to provide you a lawyer outside of the bounds of the Constitution. Every single person has a constitutional right to be provided a lawyer if they cannot afford one in a criminal matter. But the Constitution doesn't say anything about a civil matter. Divorce proceedings, custody issues, property disputes, those sorts of things. That's not the government's job. That's your job and your personal liberty. If you made the choice to get yourself into that situation, then you also have the choice to get yourself some counsel to proceed to a court of law. That's on you, not the government. It is not the proper role of government to be involved in every aspect of our lives. Nor is it the role of the government to help the free market, even though George Bush said he had to destroy the free market in order to save it. That's bullcrap, and so is this bill. However, that did not stop the 19 lawyers that were in that committee room from responding. Here's what one from Douglas had to say. Prepare your heartstrings to be plucked.
On the fair market there. However, what we're seeing playing out in these rural communities is that the fair market isn't fixing it. And it's not like a plumber where your choice is either pony up the money to have your pipes fixed or live with it or do it yourself. I would think that any of the judges, district court judges in these rural communities, desperately would like to get rid of the people doing it themselves and harming themselves and harming their entire lives because of this.
While I absolutely agree that the lawyer who has himself as a client is a fool, that does not mean it is the government's job to provide everyone a lawyer. And while I might feel bad for the person who has a custody issue and they're having difficulty navigating through that, that absolutely does not mean that taxpayers need to be on the hook for figuring out your poor choices. Now, I'll admit, my argument does sound a little bit heartless, but all of these heartstring plucking scenarios that everybody in that committee room came up with, all of them come down to personal choices and personal liberty. I feel for the kids that are caught in the middle of a custody battle. I absolutely do. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be on the hook to figure out the divorce problems between their parents. But the fallacious appeals to emotion did not stop there.
So while the plumbers and the tradesmen of this country are incredibly important, I think that it's very different because of the idea that your argument is that we're going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
No, that was not Representative Jennings' argument. What he said was, where do we stop? Where do the subsidies end? Do we start subsidizing plumbers because there's a shortage of plumbers in Ten Sleep, Wyoming? Do we subsidize carpenters because there's a shortage in Bill, Wyoming? Where does it end? Representative Jennings' point is this is not the role of government at all.
The desire to not help anyone is not going to help these rural communities. And so I don't think that that is, in a perfect world, yeah, a fair market economy would handle this, but it's not happening.
Whoa! So just because in our estimation the free market has failed, we should just completely abandon it in favor of socializing things. The government should subsidize everything that we don't think is working. That, my friends, is preposterous. If there is such a huge demand for lawyers, then more people will go to school to become them and make money doing that profession. Just because it's not happening on our timeline doesn't mean the government needs to step in.
And those people who are not working, a lot of times part of it is because they're in the legal trouble, whether it's not able to get child support, not able to get out of jail, of all of those things. So that leads to all those other issues that you're talking about additionally. So I think that saying that it would be good if we could help everybody or nobody is not realistic, and that we need to help where we can.
Ah, there it is. All of the heart plucking that is going on proceeds from a false assumption. The idea that we have to provide legal counsel for people who made their own choices and created their own situations. The truth is, hiring a lawyer is extraordinarily expensive, and if you get yourself in a situation where you need to hire one, then you're going to have to pay. It is not the taxpayer's duty to get you out of the mess that you created. That's your job, and I'm pretty sure the government is not going to subsidize you for doing it. The committee meeting went on, and eventually LSO 61 passed the committee and is going to show up in the 2024 budget session. But because it doesn't directly relate to the budget, it's going to require a two-thirds majority to even be discussed on the floor of the House. For right now, at least, subsidizing lawyers isn't part of the Wyoming state budget. Nor should it be. Well, that'll about do it for this installment of Weekend Update. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday. It's Veterans Day, you know. So go find a veteran and thank them for making the choices that a lot of us didn't. Thank them for your freedom and what they did for you. For now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.